5 months ago, Tobias Schott left his business as an events organizer to help victims of the floods. He wanted to ensure those literally left in the cold after floods damaged their homes didn't have to stay that way for too long. With his team of volunteers, he started to collect air conditioners that can be used as heaters as well. The temperature's dropping below zero and her ground floor destroyed. Tanja Koningshove has been camping in her bedroom.
All we have is this room. We sleep here, we cook here, everything happens here.
Downstairs, the situation has not changed since the night in July when she and her three children had to escape from the water. She has no insurance and the government's offer of help has yet to be seen.
There are days when you think things are going well and it's moving forward, but then something happens and you have these days when you just fall apart. Then everything comes back and living in this construction site, we're freezing and it's always there.
The Ahr Valley in the western part of Germany was hit by floods after days of torrential rains. Almost 200 people were killed.
For survivors of the floods, winter has not only brought darkness and cold, but it also has revived their traumatic memories. While thousands of volunteers have helped them to cope so far, due to a lack of government support, many here feel 5 months on, they've been forgotten.
Tobias Schott blames this on long and complicated government procedures.
The government has a lot of bureaucracy, so it takes too long to provide help quickly. We have an immediate help program from the government, but that takes too long to reach people. Immediate help means that if someone calls us for heating, we have to install it the next day. We need to reassess disaster protocols in Germany.
More than 100,000 volunteers came to help. They build a camp where hundreds of people receive meals, have access to a laundry service, and get mental health support, all paid for with donations.
For now, we talk about around about 8 million, €8 million. Only we get from Rottgau.
Everywhere from Germany people donated.
We have to say now from everywhere to Europe. We have something from Switzerland, from Netherlands, from Luxembourg. It's the power of social media.
Around 1,000 heaters have now been installed.
Wow. Oh, sure.
I have learned again about humanity and solidarity and sticking together. I have a lot of hope that this pilot project in Ahrtal can be spread through Germany and that this spirit can be spread throughout the world.
For Tanja Koningshove, it means winter will just be a little bit warmer. Stab Fasen, Al Jazeera, in Ahrtal.